Last week, I was in the computer lab where I happened to glance through the window into the library, and my attention was grabbed by the cover of one of the magazines on the rack. Perhaps you were struck by it as well. And perhaps you also didn't read the article in which the cover was intended to spark interest. It was the cover of the current issue of Time magazine, which shows a question very boldly presented, consisting of only three words. I assume the question was intended to startle or intrigue. I further assume that someone on the editorial board thought the question would seem like a new challenge to an established concept and would, therefore, sell a lot of copies. For a Christian, however, the question isn't startling, just sad. For a Christian, it isn't intriguing, just another example of the world's spiritual blindness. Nor is it something new for a Christian, for we know the same basic question was posed about 2,000 years ago by a certain ruler. Furthermore, Christians have already heard what God himself has to say on the topic. On another library shelf, we have his article on the subject, so to speak, through which he has answered the question with a firm no. So, what is the question? Is truth dead? Actually, questioning the existence of truth goes back even farther than the time of Jesus' trial before Pontius Pilate. Questioning the existence of truth was at the heart of the devil's very first assault on the human race. Did God really say, he asked. Is there really an established standard? Are there really absolutes that are timeless? Adam and Eve found out the hard way that there are absolutes, there is truth, that the all-knowing God has spoken, and that whatever he says is valid. He told them they'd die if they disobeyed, and sure enough, death entered the garden when they did. The devastating results of which have continued down to our own time, a time when so many people don't recognize that truth does exist and that it is alive. The Gospel of John is one of those places that clearly answers the question posed. Is truth dead? Not according to the Son of God, who in his prayer to his heavenly Father said, "Your word is truth." The word of God, as recorded in Scripture, doesn't just contain truth, it is truth. Truth does exist. The world, of course, has been inundated with all sorts of man-made ideas and philosophies which purport to be truth. There's no shortage of human opinion when it comes to the big questions of life. But human opinion isn't up to the task. Despite the fact that there is no shortage when it comes to human philosophy, there is a huge shortage of peace and joy in the world because human philosophies are incapable of providing the peace and joy for which people yearn. They are, after all, not truth. Fortunately, the eternal Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, the one who has always been there and who always will be, cuts through all the confusing clutter and assures us that the Word of God, as found in Holy Scripture, is absolutely reliable. It's unshakable. It's unbreakable. It's unquenchable. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus explained, but my word will not pass away. Over the thousands of years which the Scriptures have been in place, it has stood and continues to stand. It's all truth. In short, the God who has provided us with all that we need to live physically in this world has also provided us with all we need to live spiritually here in time and in eternity. He gave us the truth, and some very special truth at that. Very special truth was needed to remedy the deep darkness of the natural human condition. As true as God's word is, a person in his natural state cannot recognize it as such with his own ability. The spiritual darkness we inherited from Adam and Eve was too intense for that to ever happen. So God made his word truly unique, unlike any other word in the world. He filled his word with the power to produce life, spiritual life. "The words that I speak to you," said Jesus, "are spirit and they are life." Envision the word of God flanked by two equal signs. The Word of God is truth, John 17. The Word of God is life, John 6. Much more than a collection of dry pieces of information, the Word of God is living truth, and as such, it has the power to give life. Romans 1:16 declares that the message of Christ crucified for the sins of the world is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 10 explains how faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Hebrews 4 states that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's Word is truth, and God's Word is what enables us to recognize it as such. Built right into the message is the power to replace spiritual darkness and death with spiritual light and life. When the Scriptures are ignored or rejected by those who think they know better, its truthfulness is not recognized. But when God's Word is implanted, it generates enlightenment and understanding. Paul told the Corinthians, "The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.'" Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? We could toss in there, where are the scoffing journalists of our time? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength, because it's the truth. Is truth dead? No. Truth lives, beginning with the message that God sent Jesus for our sins. And truth generates life in the human heart, replacing the darkness of death with the light of life. In his succinct way of speaking, Luther said, "Do not make articles of faith of your own thoughts, as that abomination at Rome does, lest your faith perchance turn out to be a dream. Stick to Scripture and God's Word. There is the truth. There you will be safe. There are reliableness and faithfulness, completely, purely, sufficiently, and constantly. Truth, it is alive and well, as are all who put their trust in Jesus, the living truth." A hymn which speaks of the reliability of God's Word is hymn 290 in the Lutheran hymnal, hymn 290.